black helicopter crowd notion.
The tyranny is always lurking just around the corner.
It's nursing. They've been crazy, but now they're right.
Black helicopter crowd really is upset.
The people are stupid and they're drunk. There'll be a revolution and they're going to lose. There are too many guns and too many people ready to fight them. I am a man of peace, but we have gangsters running this country. Criminals, gangsters.
We're normal. We see total criminal takeover, the death of freedom.
It is the most corrupt, degenerate, criminal government in American history. I'm trying to awaken people, but look at the morons around you.
They're zombies.
You are joining the online studio. You are unmuted and can speak with the host.
From the WBHN network, this is Black Helicopter News. Welcome everybody to the podcast. This is episode number 155. All right, we have a great episode for you today. We're going to have a channel update. We're going to catch up on some news, catch up on some side tangents we need to go off on, and it's been a long time. I did take a big break from the podcast. Funny, the very last episode I did just so happened to be the first date that I had with this woman that I was speaking to. And during that whole whirlwind romance, I put the podcast to the side and I didn't do any episodes. And I wanted to, but I dedicated a lot of time and energy into this woman, and until the day before Valentine's Day, which I was let go. She dumped me, I guess you could say. It was an official romance, but that was the day that she said it's over. So then a couple weeks passed. I had to do my thing, be depressed, drink some beer, get over her, and now here it is. Think about, what's this? Almost 1 month, almost 4 weeks from that fateful day, the 13th of February. We are almost 4 weeks removed. And I'm not saying I'm officially over this person, but for all intents and purposes, I am. I'm ready to get back into the swing of thing with the podcast. And I do want to give a shout out to Jay Hernandez, host of the Minds podcast, lead singer for the Purple Sons, a stand-up comedian, jack of all trades, really. And I need to get him back on the show, to be honest. He hasn't been on in a while. I haven't even kept in contact with him. However, he did reach out on Instagram and, you know, remind me that you need to get a podcast out there. What's going on with that? All right. So shout out to him. Shout out to Jesus of the Screaming Chewy Show, Jesus Paz. And he's coming on one of the next few episodes of the podcast. And he is a new correspondent, official. All right. So he will be on future episodes. He may even host an episode here and there. All right. Let's take a quick break. We'll be right back. Unfortunately, we don't have anything in the mailbag today, but do you have a question or comment for WBHN NJ? Leave us a voicemail and it may get played on the air. Call 1-732-807-5574 to leave your message for us here at the podcast. We always look forward to comments, questions, and what have you from literally all over the world, and we enjoy hearing what you have to say. So give us a call at 1-732-807-5574. Welcome back. All right, folks. So much has happened in the last 2 months, or however long it's been since my last episode. The one thing I really wanted to talk about, did you know there's people that don't hear their thoughts? And it's insane. I could just sit there quietly and think of a sentence, and I'm hearing myself say it in my head. But do you know that there's people out there that don't think that way? Apparently there is, and it's really blowing my mind coming to grips with that. And I just thought that would be a good topic to get into on the show, but I kind of wanted to talk to, the Screaming Shoey podcast about that, though. I wanted to save that as a topic for Jesus, or Jesus. So I'm just throwing that idea out there. It's just really baffling to me that everyone doesn't hear their own voice saying sentences in their head. Wow. If you don't, message me on the podcast, leave a comment, or call in the show. Very curious to hear about the mental processes that you possess. All right. Now we're going to put that to the side. The big story. The big, big story. Coronavirus. Folks, everyone's talking about it. It's this big scare. People are going all out. It's like when there's about to be a hurricane or some sort of snowstorm. Day before, everyone goes to the supermarket and stocks up on everything. So that's what people are doing with everything. And they're doing hand sanitizer, doctor's masks, everything. Soup, cans of soup, rice, beans. But everybody is so worked up about this. And in New Jersey, the state I'm from, we have like, what, one or two reported cases, if that. Part of me thinks that this is total bullshit and nothing's going to happen. It's just something that is being blown out of proportion. It's being used to control and manipulate by the globalists as this little fake fear campaign to distract everyone from the fact that Epstein didn't kill himself. So I guess we're going to forget. I guess we all forgot about that. So fine. But on the other hand, I warned you a long time ago that the globalists would be releasing a bioweapon. And I think this could be it. This could be it. We do know the CDC and the globalists are working hand in hand. Because there's a lot of anomalies. Oh my God, I'm not going to get into that. I'm not going to mention that. But here, look at this. I'm on summit.news. New study says, best case coronavirus scenario ends with 15 million dead and a global GDP loss of 2.4 trillion. This was just published 2 days ago by Paul Joseph Watson. A new study from the Australian National University finds that in the, quote, best case scenario, coronavirus will claim 15 million lives across the world. The paper examined seven different models of how COVID-19 could spread outside of China, ranging from low to high severity. So now in the low severity model of the seven, different models, the best case scenario was 15 million dead. The results were modeled on a 1968-69 Hong Kong flu pandemic, which killed 1 million people. Under the worst case scenario, it's modeled on a Spanish flu pandemic, which killed up to 50 million people from 1918 to 1920. In this scenario, the coronavirus would kill more than 68 million people and slash 9 trillion from the global GDP. So that would be why people are trying to buy out the store for cans of soup, cans of beans, all that stuff. All right. So, folks, I had an interview. I was talking the other day with an epidemiologist. No, I'm kidding. No, I was. But this is crazy. Other related news: coronavirus patient zero in Italy was Pakistani migrant who refused to self-isolate. Very interesting. Italy's in the EU now, aren't they? Journalists shocked at lack of coronavirus checks after returning to U.S. from Italy. I'm not going to get into those stories. Economic analyst spends tens of thousands of dollars stockpiling food. Demand for zombie apocalypse bunkers soars sixfold since coronavirus outbreak. Folks.
Coronavirus.
We don't know what to think, folks, but we will keep you here. We will, you know, keep you up to date with this as it develops. Normally, a person with a flu or a cold or a fever, they want to stay in the house for a few days, you know? Now, all of a sudden, everyone's Mr. Worldwide. But, you know, love knows no boundaries. Love knows no borders. And apparently neither does the coronavirus. Alright, I think this would be a good time to end things. I'm going to let you guys get out a little early today. No sense keeping you long. I'm going to be back with more episodes. I'm working on, you know, booking in more interviews and more guests. And if you're listening and have been a past guest, I want you to appear back on the show. Come back. Come home to where you belong in the Black Helicopter family. For Black Helicopter News, I'm Andrew Robinson, signing off.
Muted.